Chick-fil-A, but I'm there. Anyway. What a day. I woke up this morning and thought I was going to do a recording. But all of a sudden, everybody should be very appreciative of Lakeisha. She brings the most poignant things to mind. Her basic question was, so when does the course end? Because apparently, she found some place where it said December 10th, and then of course on most of the assignments it says December 15th. She always does that. And so that was what prompted the whole thing of taking a look at how things are geared. And you know what? Whoever set up this class, which wasn't me, was a very considerate person. They made sure there was no assignment for people during Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving week, you know, you have that week to go do other things, which I really appreciate. Other things are more important in school. And they made it so that, you know, typically there's like a 5-day window of opportunity in which you can take the via quiz. 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And the last two assignments, they opened it up. Actually, every assignment is available after tomorrow. So that means you can choose to really bang things out, and, you know, you can basically end the class this week. You know, you can do all the assignments that need to, and you can take all the quizzes, you can do it all done, and then it's over. And I went, that's pretty nice. You have to work up until the very end. Oh.
Because you should be, according to the syllabus, on chapter 14.
I know, you're not even close.
And we haven't even covered 11
12. Yeah, I know. Things are going. See. And that's
but
why.
He's not even planning to give an exam on his mother. And it's like,
he's kind of washed his hands of the whole thing.
Can you pick up the ball and get going again?
You don't have to. You can pull all the things and say, you know what, we're just going to give you guys all A's. And to a certain extent, as long as it doesn't cause the university too much trouble, giving away A's doesn't bother anybody. You know, everybody's pretty happy about it, except for you, because
I want to be able to earn my A's, not to be given.
I know, which means you're very odd. Okay, I love you. But yeah, no. Yeah, so yeah. This is very interesting, very floppy, which is very annoying.
It is.
It means that somebody who did a whole lot more work is basically the same grade as somebody who just fluffed it off. Now, I try to be philosophical about it and say, you know, somebody who just barely does what's required, they're going to make the same grade as somebody who really did a good job. And you go, but you have the satisfaction of knowing, A, that you did a really good job, and that most likely your life is going to go better than that person who is just trying to skate by. But trust me, skating will catch up with people. You don't have to be weird about justice on the hour. People are all weird about mercy, and trust me, when push comes to shove, people care a lot more about justice. They want their good things to count for them. And in the end, it will. There's certain kinds of people who want kind of a heaven or hell proposition, right? If you barely slide under, that's just as good as being amazing. You know? And people like you will come back and say, wait a minute, I deserve something better than that person. That person's atrocious. but they slid under, you know? God was feeling generous that day. He decided everybody today was going to go through the pearly gates because he was just lazy and he didn't want to have to sit there and do his job, right? So, you probably prefer your God to lazy Jesus, which, from any objective standpoint, is crazy. Why do you want a God that's far more
expect more out of you?
Wouldn't you rather have a God that just says, oh, whatever, you're fine, you know, oh, I'm busy watching TV, everybody goes through today. You know, everyone's a doll. Well, I feel lucky after I heard those five guys. Jesus just kind of waved it off. Cool, you know. But guess what? Might not happen that way tomorrow. Lazy Jesus might start thinking that he's got to do something, or he's not going to keep his job. You know? Something. So, I find the whole thing very interesting. In a world where everybody says the easier we make things, the smoother it's all going to go. College is especially like this. You go, really, when it comes down to it? Good morning. If your college experience doesn't expect much out of you, or if you water it down, I think at all, it makes it a pointless waste of money. And since government has decided to throw so much of the taxpayers' money into it, it becomes a social problem, doesn't it? Where it didn't used to be. College was like extra credit, you know? If you had the resources or if you wanted to build up the resources and go get a college education, boy, good for you. And you were lionized for it, you know? People thought more on that. There were certain jobs that you would have precedence in. Oh, I'll take him. Why? Because he's got a college degree. Any more calls to send the opposite for being... Yeah. Because I'm already seeing this picture of you. You know, your parents are rich and they gave you all this stuff and or whatever, you know, and you go, oh, that's not exactly true. A lot of people are here on scholarship, which usually have nothing to do with scholarship, just money, you know. I asked for it and they gave it to me. They told me to write this little one-page paper because they only have 50 of these, and they have 500 people that sign up for it.
No, you said you got paid for a formal request, and I said nothing.
It's called a link. You click on it. Lisa, then I guess you're not going after scholarship. How about that? I don't tell you. All they are opportunities. I was about ready to turn down the requirements on this extra point one thing, and I said, why am I doing that? This is just for extra points. This is for people who want to go, who want to kind of do a little bit more. If they want to do it to make up for past stupidity, yeah, that's you know, however they want to use it, man, it's like money. Take it and use it however you want to. Anyway, so this is one of those times when I like what I do. You know, and yesterday it was like, I don't want to do this ever again. And then the other day it's like, oh no, I'll do this again. I even got set up so I could do it twice over. I could double it. But it's like, I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway. I like the assignment, though. I almost made it, this is knowing that it would be misconstrued. And it's challenging. Five-page paper on insights that you have gained during this course. It doesn't say from this course, it says during this course. It's a time thing. And how those insights have wider application in your life outside of getting and keeping a job. And that's going to be hard for a lot of these people, because that's all it's about for them. And they don't say, you know, they only see the goal, right? And you go, college broke decades ago. The original, well, I don't know if it was the original mission, but the vaunted mission of a somewhat liberal arts college education was that you would be a more thinking, thoughtful, well, I always use words the wrong way. Considerate, which doesn't mean being nice, it means having considered things.
Yeah.
All these things.
Yeah, that's what I thought when you said thoughtful. People should take it too late.
Yes. Oh, you're being nice.
Being nice.
And you go, no, you're full of thought.
Yeah.
You've been thinking about this stuff. And I always do that. People go, you're using such weird terms, such weird ways. And you go, yes, but see, you're learning something from it. You're thinking. And so, yeah, it comes back and it says, no, if I'm going to give you extra points, you're going to have to do it. I don't know, it's pretty small. I think they'll make it. It's going to be tight, though.
Yeah.
Although it does allow, I think, enough space for everybody else to do it. She can do it.
She
just doesn't know, she just doesn't know how to do the thing now.
She
just needs to jump the curve. She has to jockey like crazy because she hit it wrong, but the space is there. But yeah, she better hope and pray that somebody doesn't pull out and somebody pulling even closer. Make her life miserable. That's why I hate parallel parking.
Yeah.
And you can always avoid it. So that's what I do. I don't park out here, even though it's close. It's like, walking's good for you. It makes you a better person. Then you don't have to fight with all the crap that people who want to be the first in line have to deal with. The thing about being thoughtful. Anyway, yeah, I find the whole thing interesting. So, yeah, Lakeisha asked one simple question, and it blew up into this whole thing. Because I said, I want to give them a bonus point opportunity. It's interesting that it coincides with when I'm going to be evaluated, you know?
Yeah.
So people come back and said, he's so mean, he doesn't give us 1 inch. And you go, you're right. I didn't give you 1 inch, but I gave you an opportunity to earn some more points.
He says, there's a difference. The difference between Mark, who's basically just throwing out grading opportunities because he's, okay, because he's being, sorry, lazy Jesus about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bless you with a, with another course that's going to get you closer to a degree, and I'm just going to make it simpler. The people who don't show up at class, they've learned that that's how these things go anyway. Chances are, if you do nothing, you're going to get credit as if you did something. So, what does that teach them? Don't do anything until the last possible minute, beg and plead, and say, I'll do anything to get a passing grade in this class, which is all that matters, right? Your college degree doesn't care if you get A's or B's or C's.
Yeah.
I don't even think it cares if you make D's. You know? And you go, you kind of come to know that. If there's no reason to do better, they don't tend to. And you go, but I can't school them to not be that way. If a person has a tendency to be that way, they're going to be that way. Unless they realize that there's a better way to be. It's transcendence. The difference between being a telestial and a terrestrial and a celestial. See? It says, you guys think God's stupid. He said, trust me, he's been around this block a few times. He's perfectly willing to let you do what you want, but he's not going to give you the same reward as the people who did good things. You know, and you go, but why only three? Why not 10? And you go, three's good enough. It's called, I give people hard rock commandments that should never be broken. The people who break them, you know, they go to some place that's a little plastic, kind of like my house. That is a celestial house. I mean, it's got good aspects to it. It holds heat great. It doesn't require a lot of heating and cooling. It's really nice. But yeah, is it fine? No. Is it even decently appointed? Not really. You know, it's cheap. But they took the cheap materials and they cleaned them up good. It's a celestial kingdom. It's indicative. So I would start calling it the Telestial Hotel. Is that where I'm staying? Yep. Do you live there? Not forever. I'm just staying here while I'm here on Earth. No big deal. I don't care. So, anyway, we can go around to the back. Hopefully they have the thing open. Yeah, I know, they're not supposed to do it there. There's a whole other place way over there for that. But maybe there's not. Anyway, so I find it all very interesting how much life can be applied to everything else.